And do you ever use it? What expression might you say to a child, to scold a child? You want the child to pay attention to what you're going to say. You might say, now just
listen to me a minute.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Would you ever use something with look in it?
Look.
Yeah, like look here.
Look in the mirror, thing
well,
like
no,
that?
Something like look here or looky here or you just
yeah, looky
see,
here.
Look here or see here. Uh-huh. And if you wanted to know the number of times a person went from one place to another, you might ask, how do you go to town? How'd
you go to town?
Yeah, but you want to know the number of times that a person goes.
Well, how many times have you been to town?
Sure, but if a person goes about, you know, maybe once a week or something like that, you might say,
how many days do you go to
town? I don't go to town very...
very often.
Yeah, and I tell you something, I'm not going to do something. So I say to you, I'm not going to do that. And you say, you agree with me, you feel the same way. You say, well, I'm not...
I don't blame you. I'm not either.
Okay, that's exactly right. All right, this up here is called my
forehead.
And this is...
that's my hair.
And if I let my whiskers grow, I might grow a...
beard.
All right. And this is my...
ear.
And which one?
Well, that's your left ear.
And this is the...
Right.
Say the whole thing. Yeah.
Right ear.
Yeah. This isn't that you have, you know, you don't have different words for this. This is just, these are just for pronunciation. This is my
mouth.
And this is my
throat.
My, all the way around.
Neck.
Yeah, and right in front here is called the,
that's your Adam apple.
Yeah, did you ever call it anything else?
Yeah, no.
Did you ever hear,
swallow?
Yeah, okay. Or did you ever hear it called a goozle or a
goozle?
Goozler,
yeah.
A goozle.
No, goozler.
Goozler, okay. That's fine. That's good. That's one that I want. And this is one?
Two.
And two?
Two teeth.
And above the teeth are the?
The gums.
And this is the what of my hand?
Palm of your hand.
And I make a?
Fist.
Two
fists.
And if you get pains here and here and here, you say, I get pains in the?
Shoulder.
Yeah, or all the way.
All the way up my
arm. Well, and what would you call that if you had pain, got pains like that?
I'd call it pains in my arm, elbow, and shoulder.
Okay. Now, did you ever call that the joints?
The joints, yeah.
And this is my?
That's your chest.
All right. And you said shoulder for one of them. What would you call both of them?
Shoulders.
All right. And this is a?
Hand.
Two
hands.
And this whole thing is called the?
That's your leg.
All right. At the bottom of the leg is the?
Foot.
And two, person has two.
Two feet.
Yeah. And this part, you get kicked right here. You get kicked
that's
in
that's your shins.
Okay. And if a person looking for suckers or something on tobacco plant or something, he might get down on the back of his, sit down on the back of his legs here close to the ground, and you'd say he's down on his...
down on his hunchers, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right. And if you saw a friend you hadn't seen for a while, and then and she looked awfully white, you know, hadn't been outside, and you'd say she looked awfully
pale.
Uh huh. Anything else?
Skinny, I guess.
Okay. How about puny or peaked?
Yes, looks puny and peaked.
Okay. And if a person's able to lift a great amount of weight, you'd say he's very
strong.
And is there anything else you might use there?
Stout.
All right, that means just exactly the same thing?
Yeah.
All right. And a person is very easy to get along with, you'd say he's very...
I'd just say he's easy to get along with.
Okay. Well, that'd be a good thing to say. But something you might say he's good...
good-hearted.
All right. And a teenager who is, you know, stumbles around, bumps into things a lot and so forth, you might say he's very...
he's clumsy.
Okay. And if someone never is able to do anything right, you know, you might say he's really...